He's up by Lochleven Lake, just out of Cisco Grove. And I got separated from the rest of the group, and was, well, we went out too far before dark. The area was pretty real rough terrain. I got to the point where I couldn't see, so I just climbed the highest mountain I could find right around that area, and lit a fire just to see if I could get some type of response to that.
This was to the people that was sweating.
Yeah, to the other party. And I waited until the fire went out and I didn't have any response, so I climbed up in a tree nearby, and well, I guess I was there a half hour or so, and I spied this light, which I thought was a helicopter, just bobbing up and down over the surface, and it'd go up above the skyline and then down below the timber line. So I jumped out of the tree and started to, I built three small fires on this rock.
And just to attract attention.
To try to attract attention. As soon as I did that, this light turned and came towards me. And my still thought at that time was a helicopter. And there's a ranger station nearby. I thought maybe they contacted this and they were looking out looking for me. But then when it came right up to me, there was no sound. It just hovered there. Just the lights is all I could see.
How high did you see?
Well, I'd say about, well, it's hard to say. About, maybe 50 yards. Maybe not that. It was fairly close.
Was this a bright light?
That was, it wasn't a light that showed a flash or a spot. It was just like a glow or something. It just, anyway, this thing made a half circle around me, and when it got out over this canyon, then I saw that there was three other objects, just flat, I can't describe the size, they reminded me of kites, just, there's three of them spaced an equal parts behind this light, and
connection between the two?
Well, I couldn't see any connection, it was just, all I could see is the moon reflecting on these objects. And while I was watching it, there's something dropped out of the bottom of the first object.
One
behind the light, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it went down below the, down in this canyon. I couldn't see it anymore. So, and I was still watching the light, and it was just still, just hovering. And the next thing I heard was, just a few minutes later, it was crashing through the brush uphill from me. And I saw up on the top of the ridge this little blinking light, and it looked somewhat of a dome or something. I couldn't see the whole object, just reflecting off of that. And then I saw one of these men come into view, and he stopped by this man's knee. I don't know if he was curious what it was that he was messing around with it some way.
Did you see what he was wearing?
It was just a white outfit. I don't know if it was white or not. It was a light colored, looked like a suit of some type. And there's no, didn't look like there was any helmet. Just it just covered the whole body though, everything.
How about arms, legs, and
yeah, everything was covered. Yeah, it was just like a human form. With the exception, it didn't have a neck. It just a head. It looked like just a head on the shoulder. And then it was joined by this other same form. And they came right under the tree, oh, within 12 foot under me, and just looked up at me. And I was all dressed in camouflage clothing, so I thought maybe I could stay still enough.
They didn't see it.
Yeah. And then I saw these two big eyes coming through the, down this, working his way down this hill. And they just, all the size of a silver dollar, and they looked like they had flame, actual flame inside.
But they had nothing to do with these other two individuals.
No, it came up separate
from them.
And it all stood kind of up hill from me, all about 12, 13 feet, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that kind of a white smoke was coming out of its mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And in the next instant, I started kind of gasping for breath, and I kind of temporarily lost consciousness, and I fell over my bow here on the limb. And at that time, I thought maybe I was too close. It was radioactivity or something like that of that sort. And I thought maybe they were out to get me then. So I shot my bow at them. I hit this one three times. This one that was made out of metal. And every time I hit it, it was just like a odd flash. You're taking two electrical wires and snapping them together.
Wasn't doing any good.
No, and it shoved them back a little bit, but that's all it did. And
did you fire at the other two?
No, I didn't. He was the only one that was doing any damage, so I followed get him out of commission.
Then what?
And then I had several books of matches with me, so I lit one and threw it down just to see if maybe they were afraid of fire. And they stepped back a little bit, so I lit my hat on fire and threw it down. When I did that, this saucer, whatever it was, this light, made that cooling noise, and then it just shot way up in the sky. It stayed way up real high then. And these others, all these guys moved back. They moved back from away from the fire. So I saw that they were afraid of fire, so I just started tearing my camouflage clothing off. I had my regular clothes underneath. And started lighting it and tried to catch what little brush there was around there on fire. And as long as the fire was burning, they stayed back, but then I ran out of matches before too long. And so I climbed as high as I could in the tree right to the top and took my belt and wrapped around me in the tree just to, in case I did pass out like that again. And as soon as the fires died down, they came back in underneath the tree. And this one, call him a robot, the
one that looked like metal.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
When the smoke would come out of his mouth, I'd start kind of gasp for breath. It was just like old nitrogen or something would take the place of air. That's no smell or no odor. I just couldn't breathe. It just, like I wasn't getting any air. And then I'd pass out for just an instant, and as soon as I'd wake up, I'd get the dry heaves and everything. And I found out that by shaking the tree, that as long as the tree would move, they would step back away from it. So I'd repeatedly done this all night. They'd try to boost each other up the tree trunk, and as soon as I'd move the tree, then they'd step back. And then it seemed like that smoke would come, and I'd black out for an instant, and then as soon as I'd wake up, I could see them. They'd just be starting up the tree, so I knew I wasn't out too long.
Did the robot ever attempt to climb the tree at all?
Just the other two individuals. He was down there, but underneath the tree, but he never attempted to climb it in any way. And this went on all night, and several times I saw these lighted objects go over rocks and stuff, and I could hear crashing through the brush around the area. And close to morning, the sky was just starting to turn a little pink, and this other robot came up, and there was two of them underneath the tree, and they were standing facing each other. I could see them down through the branches, and it just seemed like arc flashes or electrical flashes going back. They're just real bright flashes in between them. And that smoke and stuff really poured up through the tree. And I blacked out then, and the next thing I woke up, couldn't have been more than a half hour later, because it was still kind of dark. It was just getting light. And I was hanging by my belt up by the top of the tree. And when I got
got down, and well, I looked around, and there was nothing there. And I went down and I looked around the bottom of the tree and everything. All I could find was a little piece of burning cloth, and then I found my canteen and this one arrow I shot. It was laying on top of the brush over to the side, which went the direction I shot in. And that's about all I can say.